Hello, good evening, and welcome to another edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. My first guest tonight is David McCaig, the Donegal IFA Grain Committee Chairman. And following him, I'll be speaking with Liam Dunn, who's the IFA National Grain Committee Chairman. So no prizes for guessing what we're talking about in this evening's programme. And interesting to hear later on, we'll hear how even Chinese share prices can affect the global market. That's the sort of world that we live in. Firstly, though, to matters local. Well, joining me on the line is the Donegal IFA Grain Committee Chairman, David McCaig. David, a very good evening to you.
And good evening to you too. It's a dry evening for a change.
Well, good to see it. Now, you're very much involved in the grain sector, and I suppose one of the first things that springs to mind is this dreadful summer that we've had, particularly July. And what way is it looking for the grain sector in Donegal?
Well, it hasn't been a great year for grain all year. There's a very cold, wet May, early June. Then we had some good weather. And as you say, July has been one of the worst months. I just looked up this evening after your call, and we've got over 5.5 inches of rain so far in July. In comparison to that, it'll be something like 3.5 last year. Like, so we've nearly half as much rain now than we had last year. And the winter barley is just about ready. There's a few men started, but it's a fortnight possibly behind last year on account of the cold, wet weather. And we would really like now, if there's some dry, settled weather to be on the horizon, which is not there the case at the moment.
Now, if the weather doesn't pick up in August, what are the consequences?
Well, we always get it done. It just makes it far harder to do it. Like, if you have nice settled weather, you can plan your days, you can plan your harvest. If you have broken weather, you still go in and out, but you don't get the days to do it when you want to do it. Like, we always assume the weather will come, and we're waiting very hard on it.
Now, here in Donegal, over the last few years, in terms of the acreage that's been set aside for grain, how are things faring out? Are we pretty stable at the moment?
I think we're, I wish I wouldn't be 100% sure of this, but I think it's a fairly stable, like, not too many people goes in, excuse me, for grain, more so than they were. It's fairly stable over the last 4 or 5 years at least, because with all the different things, you have to get geared up to do it. So most men are usually planted roughly about the same this year as they did last year, and vice versa.
And in terms of the different crops out there, obviously you've mentioned winter barley. What are the main ones that we can be looking at in the month
ahead?
Well,
the winter barley is the one that's coming right now. The big one is spring barley. That'll be the major crop in Donegal, and actually over Ireland, it'll be by far the biggest crop would be spring barley. And now it'll be seriously late this year. Now, the earliest I ever cut spring barley was the 5th of August, whereas this year it'll be lucky to be cut, any of it cut in August at all, for the look of it at the moment.
In terms of other crops, we had quite a big explosion, I suppose, of rapeseed oil crops being planted for a while. Then years back there was attempts to get flax going again. Anything coming down the pipeline at the moment? Anybody trying something slightly new?
Not that I know of now. The rapeseed would for a couple of 3 years there is doing very well. The size, the amount sown would be down this year. I just can't tell you the exact figures now, but the amount would be down as far as I know.
In terms of inputs, I mean, we hear a lot about the rising costs. How dear a year has it been in terms of the inputs for the grain man, and comparing it with other years?
Well, it would be very similar to last year, but the fertilizer prices now, I'll just give you one example that was told to me there. If you go back to the year 2000, barley was about 100 and 105 euros a tonne. And a tonne of 10, 20 was roughly about 120 euros a tonne. Whereas this spring, the tonne of 10, 20 is costing about 440. Whereas at the harvest price this year, we're chatting now at the moment about 140. So you can see where the price of the fertilizer has quadrupled over the last 15 years, where the price of the ton of barley is basically maybe going up by, 30%? So that's the real problem, is the cost of fertilizer and all the other inputs as well, but that's fertilizer is one of the very big ones.
Are we seeing people beginning to invest more again in machinery?
I don't really think so. I think the margins now and cereals at the moment, last year was a very tough year in cereals, like to try and even break even on cereals last year. And they're chatting this year being equally as bad a year, with they're just chatting about £10 a ton extra over what they gave last year, which we're really chatting about a break even at the moment. So really, I would say people are only replacing machinery when they have to. There's no real enthusiasm for speculating in any larger machinery at the moment.
You're involved, I think, down in one of your local golf clubs down there. You're down in Coldaff, and I suppose the experience of a golf club mirrors what's happening on the land, because if it's wet and too wet for golf, it's not good for the farmer either.
No, that I would be on the council of Ballyliffin Golf Club, and the greenkeeper there would keep very tight records on what's happening. Like, and he was just telling us all year that the soil temperature is so much lower than it was last year, and the rainfall is up. Like, and I would take from that, like, if it's low there, it's low with me as well. So it has been, the short way of describing it, it's been a cold, wet year. And even yet, I was just looking before we, since I was chatting to you this afternoon, where the weather website, we're saying that we're 2 degrees down from July this year, as well as everything else. And even in May, we're 2 degrees colder. So it has been a difficult year for all kinds of people, no matter what venture of agriculture or leisure where you're in.
And finally, David, in terms of the prices that we can expect later on in the year, any indications yet what the prices are going to be?
Well, just what's coming out now at the moment for the winter barley, there's no great sale of prices up here, but down the country they're chatting about winter barley coming off the combine to €140 a ton. Now that would be just sort of the first price. That would be €10 up than last year. Now whether it will go any further or go less at this stage, we do not know. But it's not going to be a high yielding year, especially in Donegal. We seem to get the worst of the weather this year. Now there's some of the counties were saying earlier on in the year that they hadn't enough rain. We'd never had that difficulty all year.
David McCaig, the IFA Grain Committee Chairman for Donegal. Joining me now on the line is Liam Dunn, the IFA National Grain Committee Chairman.
Liam, it's, I suppose, a testing enough summer for the grain sector, and everybody hoping that the weather will pick up after a pretty miserable July.
Yeah, that's for sure, Chris. It's been very cold and quite wet in a lot of areas. I know up your part of the country has been particularly wet, but it hasn't been a whole lot better farther south. Harvesting has started with, 10 days now, but there's very, very little cut because it's a very broken time. You get a few hours or you get a day here and there, and that's about the size of it. And it's certainly, you can't say the harvest is in full swing because it's not.
In terms of an overview of the whole grain sector, where are we actually going at the moment? We're hearing an awful lot about Ireland, the food island, and boosting our production, notably in beef and milk. What about the prospects from the arable sector?
We'd like to be more optimistic, but the scene is not particularly looking good. At the moment, grain prices for the last number of years have been poor, very poor in fact, have been leaving little or nothing in farmers' pockets. We would have strong expectations that this year perhaps the grain price would be a bit better. It did spike there in early July before there was anything cut, but some people were of course in the position to sell forward, and a certain amount was. But we would have an expectation when we look at the world situation and even the Irish situation, we'd have an expectation that grain prices will strengthen and come back up again.
Whether we like it or not, you know, the global economy that we live in now influences so many things, and so much of it is out of our control. And this has been apparent even this week when share prices in China can impact on what happens here.
That's right. And it's not upon share prices here, which they probably have, but it actually takes investors, makes investors very, very conservative. And they get very careful, and there's no investors getting involved in the grain markets at the moment either, when all the indications are suggesting that there is going to be, I won't say a shortage of grain, it hasn't got to that stage, but certainly there will not be any massive oversupply. All the major regions in the Northern Hemisphere, which is by far and away the largest part of the world for producing grains, all of them are producing, are reporting a shortfall in production this year. Weather events in the last month or so, in most cases, is what's caused a lot of the damage. We see flooding in the southern United States. We see drought in the northern United States and into Canada. We've seen extremely high temperatures, record temperatures in parts of the UK, France, Germany, Poland, Hungary. And I see even the Europeans eventually came out today and said that those high temperatures did cause damage to grain. The area of wheat and maize has fallen upon last year's figures, and they're now saying that production per hectare is going to fall also. But it's having little or no effect upon the price so far. Maybe after today's report, maybe things will start to change. Well, it really would want to, because cereal farmers in Ireland really can't take prices like they've been taken for the last 2 years, that's for sure.
Now, looking at the whole cereal sector, what actual crops are we seeing an increase in acreage, and where are we seeing a decrease at the moment?
Decrease across the board on almost everything. Oilseed rape is down, wheat is down, winter barley is up. But spring barley is way down, and spring barley is by far and away our biggest crop. It would probably be the one of the few crops that there are in Donegal. I know they have other things, but it would be predominantly spring barley up there.
So is there a knock-on effect if the acreage is going to be down this year? What's the outlook for next year going to be like?
Well, first of all, we produced 2.4 million tonnes approximately of cereal in Ireland last harvest, which was almost a record. It was a bumper harvest. We had fabulous summer weather. Our estimates at the moment is that we'll be lucky to see 2 million tonnes. Now, there is practically no carryover of stocks. In other words, we consumed 2.4 million tonnes. We would also have imported guts of another 500,000 tonnes of wheat on top of that again last year. Barley is the one that people would ask most questions about, because barley is a ruminant feed going into pigs, cattle and cows. And a lot of people thought that there would be a carryover of stocks from last year's very high figures on barley, but that's not been the case. And there are going to be more mouths around this coming winter. There are more dairy cows in the country. Beef cattle numbers have been rising again. They have fallen back somewhat, trying to put a bit of balance back into that market because it was oversupplied to cause the problems that they had last year. But confidence is growing there again. And while the fodder situation, roughage in relation to silage and hay, is not a particular problem, cereal is important in a ruminant feed. And questions certainly will be asked, you know, we're going to have to import more than we normally are. But cereal acreage at the present prices will not rise next year. It's going to fall even further. The falls at the moment are blamed specifically upon where prices were last year. Cereal farmers cannot afford to rent ground. They can't even afford to grow cereal on their own ground at present prices.
And finally, Liam Dunn, IFA National Grain Committee Chairman. I know earlier in the summer that you made calls for grant aid and more investment in critical infrastructure and technology to be possible through TAMS and whatever other devices could be possible. Are we seeing any progress there? I mean, what's the government saying there? Is there anything we can be positive about?
Well, in the initial announcements that they've made, there's been a stark lack of investment or offer of investment in the cereal sector. Certainly, there is some investment going to be possible in what they've announced upon for those people that want to store organic fertilizers. And with the high cost of artificial fertilizers, we're saying to farmers, look, you're going to have to look more seriously at using more organic fertilizers on cereal farms. Chicken litter is one of the ones, for instance, which cannot be used on any other farm. It's banned off grassland at the moment, so you know it's going to have to go to cereal farms. The government have announced some grant aid for that, but a lot of the other things that we've asked for so far, they have not come out. Now, we are expecting further announcements, and we're going to be very, very sorely disappointed if they don't come out fairly soon and announce that they're going to make some further investments in cereal farms. Because if they don't, we're going to find ourselves becoming a bigger and bigger importer of grains. We can't compete on the world market with the kind of prices that have been offered for cereals in Ireland at the moment. And if the government have no commitment to support us in any shape or form, then it's an industry that's going to continue to dwindle. We're still optimistic that this harvest will produce a good price. All the indicators are that the price is going to rise. So I'm not saying to farmers to give up upon where the grain price is at, but do not be in any hurry to sell. You need more money, and it should come. If it doesn't, we'll be starting our own protests like the French farmers are at the moment here in this country to get our proper desserts.
And that was Liam Dunn, the IFA National Grain Committee Chairman, joining me there on the line. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices: steers €4.30 to €4.35 a kilo, heifers €4.40 a kilo, U-grade bulls €4.40 a kilo, and R-grade cows €4 to €4.05 a kilo. Sheep prices: spring lamb €4.80 a kilo, up to 22 kilos, and ewes €2.80 to €3 a kilo. Well, that's just about it for another edition of Farming News and Views. From me, Chris Ashmore, a very good evening.